The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, everyone. And special welcome to your bodies. The theme of the week is the different perspectives by which we can be in our bodies, experience our bodies, and how this perspective can change radically depending on the state of the mind. And the fact that our body experience of the body can be so radically different depending on the mind suggests that our experience of it is not stable. But any particular experience of the body we have is conditional, is contingent, is the coming together of various factors, including the state of our mind, meditation qualities of our mind, and that our relationship to this changing, shifting, amorphous experience of the body can be one of peace. Kind of a radical peace, peaceful about the body, not troubled by it. And there is a teaching about the body that has brought a tremendous level of peace to some people. And maybe brings that peace when the mind is already quite tranquil and peaceful. So it might require a certain state of mind to hear this teaching, so that it really penetrates or releases something. And that's the teaching that this body is not yours. That your hair is not you, your face is not you, your body shape is not you, your teeth are not you. You can go on and on the list. And in some ways it flies against the convention we have of identifying with our bodies. And it's certainly true to some degree, these are part of who we are. But when our mind is quite peaceful, we see that the activity of claiming this body to be me, the activity of identifying with the body as this is who I am, is unnecessary. In fact, to do so is agitating. And to realize this body is not me, to cease to give up to the incessant identifications, incessant kind of defining oneself by one body, it can be very freeing. So that's a little bit the background for today's meditation. And so to begin, with this body that you are the caretaker of, this body that you've received from all the elements that from this earth that have combined to build up this body. We are made of parts of the earth and will return to the earth when we die. So this body that we care for, assuming a comfortable, alert meditation posture, feeling the weight of the body, the substance of the body, feeling how the weight of the body settles on what supports it, the chair, your cushion, the floor, wherever you are. Feel how your weight is received by some object that's holding you up. And lower the gaze of your eyes to 45 degrees down. and to and then gently closing your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths where our volition, our decision to breathe deeply, is directed to the body, inviting the body to take some deep breaths and to relax on the exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, relax and release whatever holding that can be released. Whatever tension you have is not you. You are not your tension. Because if you were, when your tension releases, where are you? Relaxing the face, the shoulders, the belly, the arms, the hands, wherever you can relax. And as you relax, see if you can, the same place that you relax, if you can feel like you're relaxing into peace or tranquility. Feeling the in-breath, the out-breath, feeling the bodies expand and contract as you breathe. In a sense, you are not your inhale, because if you were, then you wouldn't exist on the exhale. You are not the exhale. But the inhale and exhale is where you can relax and focus, ground yourself in the changing nature of the present moment. As you exhale, see if there can be a letting go of the thinking mind, letting go of thinking, a calming of the thinking mind, a settling of the mind. It is a gift to the body to leave it alone. Not always, but sometimes in meditation, just to leave it alone without judgments, without claiming it. As mine, or me, without being at war with it, opposed to it, wanting to fix it and change it, just leaving the body alone to have its own experience. And it's to give the body this freedom from our attachments, freedom from our projections and entanglements. That's possible to do in meditation. Especially if we can have insight, understanding that this body, changing, shifting body, is not you. You are not your body. You are not your face. You are not your eyes. You are not your hair. You are not your feet. You are not your legs. You are not your torso. You are not your arms and hands. And as it's not you, to let go of defining yourself by your body, freeze the mind of the body and freeze the body of the mind. Letting go of all identification with the body, so the body can have its own experience. And you not defined by the body. One of the things we can learn from meditation is to give time and space to the body to settle, to open, to heal. We can offer our patience, we can offer our non-identification, non-reactivity. Learning that in meditation is a training for doing that in our life with other people. To give others the gift of space and time, our patience, our non-identification, non-reactivity. To make room for others by speaking a little less, being more attentive. Being quieter, stiller, just so we can take in and feel and sense others in a deeper way. And maybe the gift to them is that they can relax and feel comfortable, feel safe, feel heard and feel respected. May it be that what we learn from meditation in some way or other, we can think and reflect how it could support us in our interpersonal lives, how the benefits of meditation can be shared with others out into the world, rippling out from us wide and far. May our meditation practice of our 7 AM community spread from each of us into the world to support the happiness of others, support others to feel safe, support others to be peaceful, support others to be free. May we live for the welfare and happiness of everyone, including ourselves.